ain't no California love, just California slug.
B's up, fuck the ops, yeah, we lay him down. G's up, gold thang, polish scrape the ground. Surf talk, mob shit, yeah, I'm from the town. Real shit, get love when I'm out of town. SD palm trees, I'm in this bitch now. Dope ass music, yeah, niggas know the name. Beat shop on squad, yeah, you know the gang. Beat knocking, yeah, you know it, bruh. Beat slapping, who you thought it was? Move, bitch, blinky on, yeah, I'm coming through. 16 shots when I bop, you better make room. She's blowing loud till her fucking lungs pop. Knocking bands off the frame till the album drop. Cold world, cold game, no J. Cole. Hot shit, hot shells coming out the pole. It's Easter out the speakers, yeah, I'm the fucking shooter.
The bees in the shop always going hard. Come talking that shit, we shoot up the car. No for stacking the pay, we be all on the hip. Can't fuck with the team, cause we running the bitch. The bees in the shop always going hard. Come talking that shit, we shoot up the car. No for stacking the pay, we be all on the hip. Can't fuck with the team, cause we running the bitch.
I got a mouthpiece, withdrawal, bring out the cash box. Peacocks, I'm prepped, hands on they throat box. Fendi, Versace, no Gucci, not even Prada. Tell these crows the truth, they now not doing nada. We not the same, mine hit different, no drama. I stay on and I know that's gon' be a problem. What up, they asking if I'm gassing. I tell them I'm icy, call me Miss Aspen. Pull up, they won't see now how it ends. 2x2 to the dome, till it all closes in. I can't hear shit with their chest caving. I caught a body on the set, match like Tony Green. Why I'm icy? Icy like winter balloons. I cut up fuck boys, I serve them like TV din-din. Never show the fuck boys my twin toes. Stop it, right now, where are the Benjamins?
The bees in the shop always going hard. Come talking that shit, we shoot up the car. No for stacking the pay, Griffey all on the hip. Can't fuck with the team, cause we running this bitch. The bees in the shop always going hard. Come talking that shit, we shoot up the car. No for stacking the pay, Griffey all on the hip. Can't fuck with the team, cause we running this bitch.
Never made it serious, and I miss when we was back just having fun. And you made me wonder what happened to us. How the label make us something that we're not. You pulling me in that direction, no affection. I can't stand the thought of being without you when we live this life. How you laying by me and you don't even see me. And we can't go back to it, no. Gotta change, gotta change, gotta change, gotta change. Just make me feel the same, feel the same, feel the same, feel the same. It's driving me insane. It's insane, it's insane. This made me feel the same. This made me feel. And our connection feel the difference. You text me, you answer different. And you lie to protect my feelings. Tell me that you just been busy. Just to be so busy with me. And why you been so distant with me. And you acting inconsistent with me. If you wanna say you quit it with me. Yeah, yeah. You pulling up with that direction. No affection, I can't stand the thought of being without you when we live this life. How you laying by me and you don't even see me. And we can't go back to it, no. It's gotta change, gotta change, gotta change, gotta change. Just made me feel the same, feel the same, feel the same, feel the same. It's driving me insane, it's insane. insane, it's insane, it's insane. Just made me feel the same. Made me feel. Now remember who you were, and you noticed who I am. I remember when you had nothing, and sleep on the floor, and you had nothing. And why you inconsistent with me? Why you making distance with me? If you wanted to say that you quit it with me, yeah. You pulling up without direction, no affection. I can't stand the thought of being without you when we live this life. How you laying by me and you don't even see me? And we can't go back to it, no. It's gotta change, gotta change, gotta change, gotta change. Just make me feel the same, feel the same, feel the same, feel the same. It's driving me insane, it's insane, it's insane, it's insane. Just make me feel the same, just make me feel.
Okay, why am I waking up out of my sleep thinking of you, babe? You had a hold on me, and now I'm feeling freer than I've ever been. You've been a real love, but you've never been in.
so easy. Got a heart so cold, it's freezing. Going nowhere fast, I'm speeding. Then I crash, I lose it all. Thought it was love, it was love at all. Guess it was a game in them. I had trouble attaining them. And I felt a certain way about it. I was into you, I was about it. I gave you my last a couple times. When I was up, I held you down. I gave you a piece of my publishing. I was talking to soul like she really is. I mean, I've been wrong before, but that's another episode. I was in the friend zone. Treating you like honey, I'm home. I went crazy on your birthday. I wanted you in the worst way. But it be like that though. And I kept it cool, I stay solo. I'm a real one, and gotta say so. You missed out, that's how the game go. But I'm healing though, slightly emotional. Not afraid to be in this bag till I lay it back as I go. Throw up some mold, it hurt inside, I let it go. I just need some time, I'm just trying to grow. I'm healing though, slightly emotional. Not afraid to be in this bag till I lay it back as I go. Throw up some mold, it hurt inside, I let it go. I just need some time, I'm just trying to grow.
Got trust issues, deep-rooted issues. Might need a tissue, but I had some screws loose. Took the time and think things through. Who would've known that I'd be home writing these rooms? Working through my vanity, them talks with Nick about damages. Better how I've been managing this mental insanity. No woman could understand how I deal with the damage. If it was simple, I'd handle it, but it's not, it might take a bit. I felt so many have scheme and they took advantage, yeah. This broken love really ain't it. Designed to keep you in debt and never once get deposits. I know I ain't perfect, I know that it's worth it. So I go hard for this purpose, and we just scratching the surface. Note to myself, I'm healing though, slightly emotional. Not afraid to be in this bag till I lay it back as I go. Throw up some mold, it hurt inside, I let it go. I just need some time, I'm just trying to grow. I'm healing though, slightly emotional. Not afraid to be in this bag till I lay it back as I go. Pull up some mold, it hurt inside, I let it go. I just need some time, I'm just trying to grow.
Move on the beat, you be cooking up.
No lie, I normally don't talk shit on tracks, but fuck it, I'ma do it today.
Smooth, we got one.
You can tell I'm feeling myself on this one.
You stupid.
Let's go.
Love, what they call you, nigga? They call me the box. How'd you get it, nigga? Fresh up off the block. How you sitting, nigga? At the tippy top. I see you living, stacking money, getting guacas. Building. Yeah, they know my name. Yeah, they know my crew. Looking just like a winner, cause that's what winners do. Got a little bad bitch here, got a little bad bitch there. Hold on, let me work. Hustle around the clock. 25-8, this grinding never stop. This one for the streets, I'm bringing the trap back. Hold up, I've been getting money, no faking, pretending. Counting hella digits, got the seven lanes switching. Snap two times, look back and realize that your day was missing. I can't deal with haters in my lane, my game. Hold up, I can't see nobody, I got Stevie Wonder vision. I go Sonic to the money, that's the lesson I was given. If it ain't about the money, why you in my business? I'm a piece up in the kitchen with the bread and chicken. Hold up, I came with the business. When I roll up, they know that I'm winning. I'm about to blow up, swagger on a million. I go hard, don't you forget it, ain't no stopping, ain't no quitting. Hold up, what they call you, nigga? They call me the box. How'd you get it, nigga? Fresh up off the block. How you sitting, nigga? At the tippy top. I see you living, stacking money, getting guacas. They gotta get with them. I don't wanna hurt nobody,
I just wanna stack it up. Money, 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 that's what make the world go round. I throw it, throw it, throw it, that'll make your girl come down. Falling is a habit, play it just like it's a sport. Throw that thing in sport, got the haters real annoyed. Cody bezeled up, this why he is not a toy. Something you can't afford, put that on my vocal cords. Scratching through the intersection, getting to that door. When you drop a speaker, I know they want that raw. Whip it like it's on the stove and get it out the stores. I've been getting money since before we had a blue strip. Car color translucent, look at how I do it. I know I'm a nuisance, you see the brand new coupe shit. Pull up, watch them lose it, you say you got it, prove it. What they call you, nigga? They call me the bot. How'd you get it, nigga? Fresh up off the block. How you sitting, nigga? At the tippy top. I see you living, stacking whoa money, getting guap, cause I'm on. I'm on. Yeah, cause I'm on. I'm the only nigga winning in my city right now.
Been in hell and back, but I never stopped. I told Ty we got this music shit on lock. Do this for my mama and my pops. I get paid for these lyrics that I chop. Been in hell and back, but I never stopped. I told Ty we got this music shit on lock. Do this for my mama and my pops. I get paid for these lyrics that I chop. I be in the gym going eight. And I'm focused on my family and the pay. In the studio cooking up a tape. I'm an artist, so this music's my escape. Ayy, self-taught people are the best learners. About to go and get a jacket from the head turners. Ayy, trying to give my family the best life. I'm on 4th Street having lunch with Chef Mike. Ayy, I see blessings coming, I got ESP. Had to fight to get to where I'm at like GSP. Ayy, I just got a book that came from Shannon Lee. And I'm working on a legacy I plan to leave. It's been a hell and back, but I never stop. I told Ty we got this music shit on lock. Do this for my mama and my pops. I get paid for these lyrics that I chop. Been in hell and back, but I never stop. I told Ty we got this music shit on lock. Do this for my mama and my pops. I get paid for these lyrics that I chop.
Oh, come out and play. Another banger.
Turf talk, youngin' getting work, go. Skirt off, do the dash and no soap. Her low, shorty came and chose wrong. Stacking up my money till my ends is bad long. I do my thing and your hating make no difference. I got some lemonade juice, what I'm sipping. My bad, I mean water's what I'm dripping. Two dirty south, pouring foes is still tipping. Cup muddy and my pond is flag bloody. Young homie, pockets full of blue money. A big homie, don't approach me like you know me. At the top, chillin', smokin' on strong weed. Growing every day, ain't worried about the old me. Cause when I'm up, swear can't a soul hold me. But when I'm down, fake friends get cold feet. So when I rock, I do it all by my lonely.
Thuggin' every day, pressure gonna make a diamond. Stacking up my money, rolly, tell me what the time is. I want your face. All black coupe, changing lanes, swerving, sliding. Thugging every day, pressure gonna make a diamond. Stack my money, Rollie, tell me what the time is. I want your face, baby, come and give me noggin. All black coupe, changing lanes, swerving, sliding.
Money hunting every week, a new hustle. Off the muscle, got the bag, impossible to fumble. I'ma talk my shit, give a fuck about being humble. I'm at the 20 rumble, young man rumble. Get it and go, give me a second and watch me explode. I'm really a goat, 0103 is the day I was born. Took me a minute, now I'm up sitting right here on the throne. Dubbed Dorino, it's probably a name you should already know. Changing whips, changing lanes with the homies. I'm balling hard, but I keep the hustle low key. I'm rocking water, mouth froze like a cold creek. Grew out the struggle and it still fuck the police. Stand tall, keep your mind on your green thing. Motor lawn, snakes lurking, looking deadly. Right hand up, God as my witness. A different kind of monster, swear I'm built different.
Thugging every day, pressure gonna make a diamond. Stacking up my money, Rollie, tell me what the time is. I want your pace, baby, come and give me noggin. All black coupe, changing lanes, swerving, sliding. Thugging every day, pressure gonna make a diamond. Stack my money, Rollie, tell me what the time is. I want your face. Baby, come and give me noggin. Of that coupe, changing lanes, swerving, sliding.
Boy, Dope Ass Music in the building, No Filter Radio. You know what it is. It's another Monday. It's Memorial Day. It is what it is. Shout out to everybody that's tuning online on the online. Shout out to everybody that's tuning in on the switchboard. So if you got to roll up, pour up, do whatever you got to do, we're going to go right after this song. So everybody get ready. You know what I mean?
Be asking what that West Side Connect like.
That shit dope.
It's something like that. Zah. The connect in the building, stacking bitcoins to the ceiling. Gorillas in the midst of fuck, call them James feelings. I'm pounding on my chest, never fucking with the stress. If you're feeling any pressure, it's because we be the best. Pressure busting bites, Billy the Kid with the sticks. Now I'm stacking grams of gold, used to building with the bricks. Running like it's pockets, now it's dividends and profits. Stock tips, same them options, only shorten on the margins. Niggas see the holdings, asking what I'm holding. New house and new moldings, new bitches down the golden beach. Speed lay with Zaza, haters talk no habla. Educated, proper, flame royal like the whopper. Real talk, doubt's honor, never talk your honor. Lift the weight with the iron, lift the soul with the iron. It's them BMG boys, smoke break with some toys. It's the Goonies, not the movies, still a fishing with the Uzi. Ah.
Got nothing to prove. Shout out the double bag. I ain't got nothing to lose. Go ahead and double that. I got it bubble wrap, homie, safe and secure. Don't just talk about it, my nigga, make it for sure. Think I'm a nerd, that means that I played a part well. Hit you with this 4-4, ah, to make you cartwheel. Hey, you were not real, hey, you were so fake. Hey, you won't go ape, ho cake. Every 100 steps that you take is one to a giant. Here to blow your mind, I'm so motherfucking defined. Boy, I'm picture perfect, you worthless, what is your purpose? I can look you right dead in your eyes, see through your surface. You were part of the circus, you won't never be your boss, dawg. I hose it down, homie, just in case it pops off. Smoke break, BMG, you know we don't clock off. And anything else, probably just a knockoff. You know.
Yeah, we do. Your boy Dope Ass Music, no S's, no C's, Mr. Google, Team No Filter, West Coast Bay Area Stand Up. You're now tuned to another episode, another rendition of the No Filter Radio Show right here on Grind Hard Radio. Shout out once again to everybody that's tuning in online. Shout out to everybody that's tuning in on the switchboards. With no further delay, I'm going to go ahead and get right into it. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to bring on the co-host with the most from coast to coast. Ladies and gentlemen, the mogul, Big Rig. Smooth.
Hey man, it's your boy Smooth the Dude. We up in this bitch, man. No Filter Radio. My boy Dope Ass Music, Crush the Catalyst. Fresh off the road. I was in Kansas City the other day. I picked up a couple links, but I don't think you're gonna like them, Dope. I already played it and ate them, so I don't know. But No Filter Radio is about to go down. What it do, my boy?
Yeah. He can't even give them to me anyway because gas is too high, so he's not coming to California to bring them to me. So shout out to my boy, Smooth Dude.
No, sir. Hey, gas too high, man. Hey, I ain't gonna lie. I'm loving these gas prices in Texas. What surprised me, nigga, I was in Colorado and gas was $4.75. So shit, it's like, okay, why can't Cali catch on, man? So until then, bro, I'm not stepping forth on the West Coast, man. Arizona, Nevada included, my boy.
Damn. And, you know, since Crush, for some reason, not like he has anything more important to do, he's not here today. But we have special guest co-host, everybody's favorite rapper, producer, from the West Side, still trying to find Dre. Ladies and gentlemen, it's only Question.
Man, I'm in this bitch, fresh off hiatus. Nigga, I feel like Smooth. I worked 18 days straight, so I get how that nigga feel just on the road for a million days straight. 18 days straight, goddamn. I'm back.
Fucking right.
Goddamn, dude. That shit's stupid.
Y'all,
it's only Question. It's personal out right now. It's question.com. All this shit.
Yes. It is available on all digital platforms. Shout out to Question for putting it on all digital platforms. Shout out to that.
Because don't remind me because I wasn't going to do it.
I was just saying, man. Can a brother be in his car and just pull it up? I'm just saying. Help me out. Help me to help you.
I wasn't going to do it. Dope was like, man, I'm like, all right, bro, I got you, bro. I'll do it today, bro.
I appreciate it. We're not even going to dilly-dally. Me and Smooth was talking about this earlier. I'm going to give my take on the situation. So I'm on Facebook. I put my little post on Facebook. Here's my feelings. As far as the school shooting is absolutely tragic. It's a horrible situation. We're not going to dispute that, right? As a parent, I could not even imagine the pain that these parents are going through. Now, as a parent, I am not going to sit here and live in fear of sending my child to school because of school shootings. Now, here's my reasons why I said I personally, as a parent, am not afraid to send my daughter to school. Number one, California is not an open carry state. Number two, if you've ever tried to get on a school campus in California, especially an elementary school, it's like trying to get through to the airport. It's like TSA. You're not going to be able to do it, right? Number three, most people with assault rifles are either A, the military, SWAT, fucking Mexican cartel, or gangbangers, right? So I'm not really worried about them going to a school and shooting it up. And also, my daughter's more likely to get struck by lightning or a meteor than being involved in a school shooting. So that was just my take. Smooth, what's your take on it?
What'd you say, Phil?
Smooth, you're absolutely fired, Smooth. You're absolutely fired. We're talking about the school.
Okay. You was talking about the what we talked about earlier. My bad, I heard you, but yeah. I didn't hear you. I'm preoccupied, but I'm here tonight, like I texted you. But yeah, no, man, me and you been having this conversation since the shoot happened, though, dope. All right, we talking about the laws and some more stuff. You said,
I said the reasons why I wasn't afraid to send my daughter to school, but you can actually elaborate on the other portion that we was talking about, which is the laws and everything else. I did not say that.
No, okay, yeah. All right, so the gun laws are about as strenuous and elaborate as they can get, in my opinion. And I think Dope agree also, because we were talking about it earlier. But that still don't change the fact about the people and our culture. It's more to it. Like, they can make the gun laws that nobody get a gun or nobody's able to get a gun, but it still comes back to the house, the household, and what we are seeing daily on our TV, social media, the way people are upbringing their youth and the way we live, you know. So I said that to say this, that you can make it illegal. The politicians can make these laws or whatnot about getting guns, how to get guns. At the end of the day, if you're not bringing up your children and your thought process about the whole thing isn't correct, I think this shit's still going to go down. Now, me and Dope was talking. I took it even further, and this is my personal opinion, and I ain't going to say this is an opinion of the No Filter radio show. This is strictly some other dude talking, but what I was telling Dope was, I think that everybody should be able to get a gun. And not like every man for himself, but every man for himself. I think that if, like, the teachers and, well, I'm going to say the school instance, if more people at their school had a gun or was able to tote a gun while at the school, that many casualties wouldn't have happened.
I don't know about that one, Smooth.
And matter of fact, the person that shot the student was not a police officer. It
was not a police
a regular officer.
Really?
It was a citizen.
All right, so
hear me out. No. Hold on, Quiz. Let me finish. What I'm saying is, say it's still gonna be shootings. I don't think we can stop this at all from crazy motherfuckers pulling out guns, but. I'm just saying, say it's 10 of us out, and a motherfucker run up shooting. If everybody has the ability just to have guns, you might take one or two people out. But out of them 10 people, 5 to 8 going to have a gun on them, bro. So you might get to draw and shoot one or two, but you're not finna shoot all us, though. It ain't finna be bad
shooting. I agree.
That's what I was
agree.
Trying to say. That's my point is what I'm trying to say about let whoever have a gun. Now, it's a bad part about that. Let me finish my whole little thought process. What I was telling Dope, too, it's a negative to that because motherfucker going to be Billy Badass out here just randomly just getting into it, just shooting folks because everybody got guns, like on a disagreement. So that's probably why it's not like that, because if me and you get into it, Quest, and I just pull out my gun and shoot you because everybody got a gun, and I don't agree with you. Like, you know what I'm saying? So that's the downfall to my idea. But bringing it all back full circle, I don't really think it's no way that the government or the laws can control this. It comes back to your upbringing, your teaching at home. And I'm through.
No, okay. That I agree with. Right. However, this is like a rare instance where we see shit happen at an elementary school. Like, it's very rare throughout my whole life. I have yet to be like, yo, nigga, they shot up for elementary school. Shit normally be at a high school. You know what I'm saying? Maybe occasionally junior high. But this is like, to my knowledge, this is like the first time they just went and just let off in an elementary school. Right? However, you don't expect that in elementary schools because most people, and this is a first, don't really fuck with children like that. Not like shooting at them. Like most of the time it's on some like, and I'm sorry I'm finna say this, but I'm just letting you know like where I'm at. If they fucking with kids, it's on some like molestation type shit. It ain't like I'm finna go shoot some kids, right? That's the type of time that people normally be on when it comes to children. Once again, it's just because of the thought I'm trying to land. All right. Now, with the teachers, hypothetically, had to have weapons, that don't necessarily mean that they were still going to stop this particular shooter because their job is to educate, not to protect. However, in the public school society, you know, they don't have just like law enforcement at school like that. Not until either A, you're in a fucked up area, you know, and you know, or it's just a lot of gang violence that be in there. They don't really have it in elementary schools. So it still would have had to be somebody from the exterior to stop this person. Because the person didn't go inside the school, to our knowledge. Like, he just was shooting outside the school at recess. Once again, this is just to our knowledge. So, teachers ain't really on that type of time at recess. They letting the kids do what they do, be kids, and they just making sure they don't run off the school campus. So, it's like, all right, cool. I'm expecting somebody to come and shoot. I'm going to shoot back because at the end of the day, they can still, let's say they shoot the shooter, they can still shoot at one of the, they can still hit a kid. Like, it's still not safe. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so they gotta have better measures. You know, I mean, moving forward, you know, our government just, we know we got to protect our own. But I think that's, like, why it's I think more people should be able to homeschool their children and still get them the proper education that they need. You know what I'm saying? Because think about it. During the pandemic, did they go to school? Not really. Motherfuckers at school, at home, on a computer, learning.
But did they learn, though? But did they really learn, though? Like,
Learning in school? Are they really learning in school?
Did we really learn? No, I mean,
that's what I'm saying. I know what I was doing in school. So, and they got technology. We didn't have technology like that. So I can imagine what they intended to spend like. You know what I'm saying? So we just got to look at, like, the –
But see,
this
is where I go back to the parents, though. Like, this is what's wrong with our society, bro. Like, me and Dope was talking about whoopings. Like,
Dope
was like, man, if you had a kid, I don't think you would beat him like that. Man, I was like, bro, we came out all right. We got our ass beat. But now parents don't want – now parents don't, like, you know, the village, like, motherfuckers don't want to really whoop their kid. They worry about what the next motherfucker going to say or this. But you
see
the motherfuckers –
Well, it's the government, too, because when you whoop their kids, nigga, they call child services, you beating your kids.
Damn,
no, it's different.
Yeah. But, like I say, who let it get? It's the culture. That's what I'm saying, bro. It's the culture. What?
No, man. It's not the culture. White folks is not the culture, bro. The white folks stop that shit. Because niggas still was whooping kids' ass today. So it's not the culture, bro. These white folks just, they soft. They soft, but they want to rule everything. You know what I'm saying? And I hate to say that, you know, because I fuck with white people. But, nigga, this.
I fuck with them, too. I just hate niggas.
You know, yeah, you know, so like, this, the system is built off white idea. The culture comes from black influence. Influence is how white people make money. They say something, they don't do like niggas. They put that shit in black and white, submit that shit to some people, and let them people say yes. Niggas ain't got that understanding yet. You know what I'm saying? And Pimp C said that shit best. You want to hide something from a nigga? Put it in the book.
Speaking right? about Pimp C. Oh. Speaking about Pimp C. Shout out to the verses with UGK and A-Ball and MJG. Please continue. Oh, I was just saying shout out. You can go ahead, Chris. I knew you was going to finish.
Yeah, so that's one of the things, man, is like my mom and them used to whoop us, and we came out just fine. But what you mean quit lying? She talking about quit lying. If I came out bad, you can tell me something else. Who didn't get no whooping?
You did get into some shit, though, Chris. You got into some shit, Chris, though.
I can name a couple of whoopers. I remember specifically. No, but I ain't saying a lot of whoopers. I just said whoopers, though. You saying that you ain't never did what you do. Nah, for sure. And then me and Pop got the boxes, so it's, I get it.
We did have to get you put old in the news.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. It was one particular woman I remember though for sure. I thought she was gonna blow knock my head off, but she caught me with shorty. It was gonna be crazy. It was gonna be crazy.
You got a whoopee for being with a girl?
No. I thought I was gonna get beat the fuck up because she caught me getting head in the crib. Like
that's what I'm saying. Your mom.
No. Listen, you got a certain type of code. It's a certain type of code when you're a man, when you're a guy, when you're a boy, right? Your daddy wants you to do it at the house. Your mama don't want you to do it at the house, and she don't want you to do it at all. However, your daddy always encourage you, hey, it's the safest place to do it at your house because you ain't got to worry about nobody hopping out on you or no shit like that. However, I didn't hear my mama come. And she opened that door, and look, I was facing the door. The chick back was at the back of the door. My mama opened the door. All she seen was shorty giving me head, and she was the pit. That's the maddest I ever seen my mama, ever. Ever, ever.
Yeah, shout out to dad, ever, man. Ever. Shout out to dad. Shout out to dad, man. My dad was like.
Pops was like, yo. You did what I told you to do. He said, but your timing was just. He said, but your timing was just terrible. Bad timing, son. Bad timing. Oh man, that shit was crazy. Anyway, back to the subject at hand, man. Yes, you're right, Smooth. Ass whoopings made us right. Discipline made us right. Proper discipline, shall I say? Because these kids not scared of their parents. Nigga, please. I know the deal. They not
you have a healthy reverence for your parents. See, I'm still that type of parent that I will shoot a kid. I will still shoot a kid, except for my daughter. I ain't gonna shoot my daughter. We all know I ain't gonna shoot my daughter. But you know, when I do get upset, like the few times I've ever gotten upset at her and I yelled, "Fucking waterworks come!" It's like the worst thing, seeing your daughter cry, and you ain't never beat her in your life, but she's crying like. Like you're about to kill her, and all you did was raise your voice. But now back to the verses. Shout out to Smoothie Doo because Smoothie Doo was very, very much invested in this verses. Now,
by the way, I ain't seen Versus in so long, bro. I gotta follow them back again. I'm gonna follow them right now.
MJG is the hardest Memphis rapper ever. I fuck with Dolph. I ain't trying to cut y'all off. This nigga, I was lit in the truck, bro. Like, I hear folks talking bad about the crowd wasn't in it. This wasn't about the crowd. Fuck the crowd, bro. It was Pimp C, the spirit of Pimp C, Bun B versus 8 Ball and MJG. Like, and I'm from Little Rock, so I'm in between both of them. Like, them 3-6 and Cash Money and No Limit was all we had, man.
No,
Question wasn't selling the CD when Question wasn't selling his CDs in the mall. But
I was selling CDs in the mall.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's all the music we had to listen to unless we bought a Question CD because he was selling them in the mall. That was
definitely
my point of saying that. But,
and then
like,
I got to watch that.
But that shit was great, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
It was last week, right?
This week.
Yeah.
Thursday.
It was Friday. It was a Thursday or Friday?
Whatever the 26th was.
They got a show coming up in Little Rock too, Smooth.
No, it was yesterday.
The A-Ball MJG?
Yeah, A-Ball MJG was last night. Oh, it was Saturday.
Nigga, I've been working. I told you. I'm trying to goddamn make sure shit, boy.
Yeah, that was either yesterday or the day before. I think it was Saturday at Bada Bing.
Bada Bing?
Yeah, it was at Bada Bing.
The same way I felt about the Too Short and E-40 versus is the same way Smooth felt about the 8-Ball and UGK.
Yes, sir. I'm not even going to lie, bro. I was pumped.
Because it was not nobody gave a fuck about the crowd. Like, it was just the fact. And the fact, you know, if you don't even know their music, like, I can't even rock with you. Like, if you don't know 8-Ball and MJG, especially, but I don't know why people don't really like that. The one when they was with Puffy, right? You don't want no drama, no, bro. When that comes on, oh my god, oh my god. But you know, Space Age pimping and all that. So you know, then of course you got the UGK. You know what I mean? It wasn't the same after Pimp C. I mean, you know, Bun B is holding it down still, but it's just not the same without Pimp C. Pimp C, he is the pimpiest, sauciest, flossiest, down south nigga. And he just, like, the nigga, when you think of cool-ass southern rappers, bruh, Smash the Gray One bought me a red, like, take that monkey suit off. You embarrassing us. I got iodine poisoning. Shout out to that.
Niggas make you sick with all that pitching and bargaining. You say that you a boss. I ain't believing that shit. You got the front of Geneva watch with the Ferrari kid. Man, hold up, man. Hey, I ain't gonna lie, man. Pimp C, that's my guy, man. If anybody know me, man, know that, hey, Pimp C, that's my guy. Like, a lot of people talk about his style of rap, bro, but he's gang spitting, man, spitting country rap tunes, man. You got to be from the South. And you got to say it like this, too, South.
He's to the South what Too Short is to the West. Already.
Like you say, that was my Too Short and E-40 for you. That was my, like, I ain't gonna lie, like, that, like, it was some good, it's been some good verses, but to me, in my eyes, Smooth Dude, that was the top verses, just because I knew every song. Like, you know, some of the verses you don't know or you don't remember, nigga, I knew and was rapping and saying and commenting verses or bars from every song on both ends. And Ball and G really surprised me because I was thinking that it was going to be, that UGK was going to blow them out. But when Ball and G started doing some of their songs, damn, I forgot they did that. I forgot that. And I'm saying the words. I'm like, yeah, Ball and G got a nice catalog too. Like, for real, for real. They holding down the South, man. Like, They pioneers of the South shit. You can't speak on South rap without saying A-Ball and MJG.
And that's on that.
Yeah. So what else? Top Gun was fire. Shout out to Top Gun. Top Gun was fire, even though they had the F-18 instead of, like, and it's crazy because, I took one of the youngsters with me, right, to go watch it, and you know he's asking questions and stuff. The original movie came out, the first one came out in 1986, so you know what I mean, I had to make him so he watched that, and it's just like shout out to that man, Top Gun. I love Top Gun. What else? Tank knocked the fuck out of this nigga boy, and he hit him so fast and so quick in the mouth. Nigga just did the Martin through the ring. Shout out to that. That was fire too. What else? Oh, my nigga Zay called me today. Right, he's like, okay, from 2010 to 2020, who would you put on the Mount Rushmore of hip hop? Right. So you know, he said, you know, Kendrick. He said Drake, and he said J. Cole. He said, now the fourth one is, you know, is always debatable, right? So he said, I put Nicki Minaj. That's what he said. He said he put Nicki Minaj as number four. And, you know, but a lot of dudes don't even think about Nicki Minaj as far as hip-hop. I'm like, that's actually a valid argument. I said I probably would have put Rick Ross. That's just me. I would have put Rick Ross. You could put Rick Ross.
From 2010?
From 2010 to 2020.
Keep going. I'm thinking.
I say, well, you could put Rick Ross. You could put Future. You could put the Migos. Who else could you put on there?
You talking about niggas did numbers, though, or just change the culture?
I mean, numbers and culture. I mean, you could even put 2 Chainz in there from 2010 to 2020.
Kind of. So it's weird because, and I'm a Rick Ross made an illustrious sound. Nicki kind of was just the dopest female rapper at the time. Like, I can't go back and just like listen to Nicki albums like that. I can go back and listen to Rick Ross albums like that. Nigga, me and Smooth sometimes go back and forth with some Rick Ross. 2 Chainz.
Yeah, it was like 3 hours one day we was riding and
we was on the phone all nigga.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like 2 Chainz is, he had a lot of moments, but once again, it's still ain't like hit that hole out the park though. Not like I want him to. And I know he got it in him. Like I think he still got like a ways to go. You know, but how this is quote unquote, as far as the industry goes, a young man's sport, it just really depends. So Nicki definitely had some moments, you know what I'm saying? Like she got records, but then you got to think of like niggas like Meek Mill. I can go back and listen to Championships. I can go back and listen to.
Meek Mill's is bigger
Dream
than that decade.
I can go back and listen to Dream Tech. You know what I'm saying?
It's all on who you ask. To me, Nicki is a dominant factor out here during her time. You know what I'm saying? But what makes her a factor is because at a certain point during them years you're speaking of, she was the only female putting shit out. So it's like you had to listen to her, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, well, I mean, you didn't have to listen to her, but as when it comes to female artists, she was like the only one, though. You know what I'm saying? So
with the biggest group in the world. Like, nigga, she Will Wayne. You can't lose in that umbrella. You know what I'm saying? Like,
so let me ask you this. Do you think do you think, all right, so say it like this. If Wayne would have had a Cardi B or just any other female artist, do you think she would have been as big as Nicki was during that time?
Nah, because but Nicki got bars, though, and Nicki had the following.
I'm not saying Nicki can't rap. I never said that Nicki couldn't rap. What I'm saying is team, right? I'm thinking of a promotion team.
Okay,
right,
well, why didn't Chanel jump in?
Because Chanel was a R&B artist. That shit ain't rap. We're talking rap. We ain't talking R&B. R&B is a different kind of entity. You know what I'm saying? Like, R&B ain't even R&B no more. So,
yeah.
But when we talk rap, was the cream of the crop. Like, Nicki is there, Queen Latifah or MC Light or Salt and Pepper to whoever.
But I think that's because I'm not taking nothing away from Nicki because I fuck with Nicki. But I'm saying that time frame before Cardi B and Meg Thee Stallion and any other,
correct.
She was the only female, though. So you had no choice but to, you know what I'm saying?
Well, she was the only female that appealed to popular industry type, right? Because if it's up to me, if we're talking bars, I'm putting Rhapsody up against her any day.
Yeah, Rhapsody. She ain't
gonna stand a chance. My personal opinion. However, we ain't talking rap. We talking the rap industry. You know what I'm saying? So as far as the rap industry goes, Nicki, the GOAT when it comes to that for women. Now I'm talking about a woman that can rap. I don't want to say this like disrespectfully, because Nicki can do this. I believe it. But, like, I put Rhapsody with, like, Nas, Hov, like, on the female side. Like, that bitch one of them when it comes to, like, rap. When I'm talking about rap, you know what I'm saying, on some lyricism shit, Royce, she on that side with it. That's just my personal opinion. She'll never be what Nicki is because Nicki, she has that look about her. She's charismatic. Not to say that rap ain't, but she ain't the same. It's like two different spectrums of musicianship, shall I say. Like I say, Nicki was the total package. She had the physical features that, you know, made people ooze and ahs. You know, they sold her with sex, but packaged her with dope songs. You know what I'm saying? Same thing with Cardi. Like, it was the same thing. You got to think about it. Nicki was the blueprint. Cardi was like, all right, cool. Cardi was a home run. After that TV show shit, Cardi was a home run. Who was next? Megan Thee Stallion. Same exact platform. Same exact blueprint. Didn't change. Just from a different part. Right? Boom. Home run. Megan Thee Stallion. Who the next one? Right now, that they are gearing towards. With the same exact formula. Lotto. That's the same exact formula, bro. Stripper, bad, look good, charismatic. It's the same exact formula, bro.
You don't have to listen to them,
but the formula for female rappers hadn't changed it. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just saying, it's crazy how back in the days I would listen to female rappers. But, like, the last female rapper I actually listened to besides Rhapsody is Dreezy. Like, those are only two female rappers I'll actually bump in my car.
You know, so it's just so different because how they package female rappers today is they got to come from the strip club life or, you know, have an amazing aesthetic to them. Like, they hadn't, and not to say that Rhapsody isn't appeasing, but she ain't like them. You know what I'm saying? Because she's tomboyish. She's a hooper. She a ball player. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You got to think about it.
I just don't like her cadence.
You got to think like this. Young M.A. can really rap. But they ain't fucking with Young M.A. like that.
Nah, she a lesbian.
That's what I'm saying. You see what I'm saying?
Well, it's not that she's a lesbian. She's a stud. Like, it's
right.
You know, it's like,
that is correct. What you're thinking is correct, right? So it goes to that. Like, bro, when they talk about this music industry shit, bro, this shit is a science, and they got it. It's either you got this aesthetic about you, you got this charismatic about you, you come from a trap life, you was a stripper, you came from, you really got a real fucked up story, or you happen to be just organic as fuck. Kendrick was a nigga that was organic as fuck. You know who remind me of him right now? That little nigga LaRussell. Organic as fuck. It's gonna take a nigga like Dre to sign him. Because he ain't going to sign it unless it's one of somebody like him.
Yeah, but his production is not on the same level as Kendrick's was when he first came out.
No. I didn't say that. Listen to me one more time. I say organic. That's the word.
Because
Kendrick is eclectic, right? His music is eclectic. But when that nigga LaRussell rap, he got some eclectic raps. His production ain't definitely what a Kendrick them on. But that nigga, when he speak, he's saying some shit. And he a young nigga. I don't know how old he is, but he not over 25. And he talking that shit.
Yeah, I'm a more of a Cordae guy. I'm more of a Cordae guy.
Yeah, but Cordae is J. Cole Jr. that's his problem. And Cordae, we talked about Cordae. You know what I'm saying? Like, we had the discussion. I ain't never listened to Cordae before this last project. And this last project is incredible, which made me go back to listen to some previous Cordae. Same thing with that nigga Vince Staples. I didn't listen to Vince before that last project.
Shout out Vince Staples, man. I love his interviews and his personality more than his music.
You know what I'm saying? But that would make that nigga more personable. There's a lot of people that wasn't on Nip first. They went on his music first. I mean, you know, I'm tapped in. And some of my other people tapped in. But niggas weren't tapped in to Nip like, I'm going to say, like me. Before that shit happened, they started watching them interviews. Like, yo, this nigga saying something. Which made them go back and check out the music. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, shout to Victory Lap. Shout to Victory Lap.
Man, and I tell niggas all the time, I still, up until Kendrick album, nigga, that wasn't a better produced album since Victory Lap. Kendrick shit was that. Kendrick shit topped that. But Victory Lap, nigga, that shit came out in 2018.
Yeah, boy.
Nigga, and that shit came out All-Star Weekend. I remember, because my nigga Lil Marcus was out there with me. And it was crazy. So since Victory Lap, I'm talking about well put together album, damn near no skips. No skips. Victory Lap has no skips if you really tap in. This nigga's Kendrick album is the same exact way.
I wouldn't say Kendrick has no skips.
No skips.
You know, I actually enjoyed Pusha T's album more than I did Kendrick. I ain't gonna lie.
You know what? I purposely skipped that album because I need time. I need time to digest that. I wasn't in the season for that yet. I think because I had just finished watching the Kanye documentary, which I was swearing the niggas by. Like, and I still had to be like, all right, cool. Because this shit that Kanye just did with XXX Extension, whatever that, nigga, that shit crazy. I love that record. However, it's just one verse. You know what I'm saying? But, like, that's the crazy part about, like, being a quote-unquote public figure and you going through shit in your real life and you living that shit in real time and your craft reflect what you're going through. Man, that shit crazy. It's just a whole different, like, everything. But it's definitely an incredible record. And we on a tangent right now, but whatever.
Hey, shout, you know what? I was talking about this also with one of my homeboys, how the old niggas are linking up. and doing doing phenomenal music, like Mano and
Jim Jones.
They making great. Snoop, Too Short, Ice Cube, and E-40 with the, like, old niggas is linking up and making, because the thing is, all they need is production. And here's the thing when it comes to hip-hop, right? Hip-hop has been around for over 40 years now. I like listening to the young niggas, cool, you know, because, you know, keeps me on point. I get to, you know, what's up. But I also like hearing grown man music. Right? Stuff that I can relate to. So all the old niggas I'm still rocking with, because as long as you keep it fresh and it doesn't sound dated, man, I seen one, shout out to Fat Joe's. He was on Math Hoffa's on his thing. I love Fat Joe, bro. I love Fat Joe. Fat Joe. Him and Five Mikes. They got some joints out. I just love good hip hop. Nothing better than some good hip hop. Some great production behind it.
I do need to watch that Math Hoffa shit though.
Yeah, man,
Carry on, my boy.
Oh, and then me and Smooth was also talking about that Monique thing, right? So come to find out, both of them was right. It was the janky ass promoter. The janky promoter had them both as top billing. That's crazy. You know what I mean? So Smoother Dude is currently, he has now passed the top of the hour. So he's going to be indisposed. So shout out to my bro Smoother Dude. So I am, hold on, where is that? I'm gonna go ahead and go into my little music bag real quick, and this is of course a No Filter classic here. No Filter classic. This is gonna be for the next 15 minutes. It's just gonna be me and Question. Here we go.
Yes, sir.
Take a breather. Wait. This is halftime break. I forgive you in advance for your delay. Been in class crafting these classics. He's been greater than great. Student turned into teacher, bachelor and the master's, doctor and soon to follow. Granted, I lost my scholarships. I'm taking my negatives and made it positive. Focus, but they ain't noticed like bitches that photoshopped it. Topics turning to profits, building blocks of my dreams. Early morning, I'm on it, can barely fit in my jeans. Patience, I've overweighted, conscious about my weight. Ain't got my actions together, that's more than making a statement. Want it all, never complacent. This time is money, so up in safety. Get my angle, so what objection about this point here that I'm making? This dream that I've been chasing, the scarier than Jason. But the best is yet to come, witness my greatness. Halftime. But the best is yet to come, witness my greatness. Halftime.
Rock the block.
Halftime. Yeah. But the best is yet to come, witness my greatness. Look. Album drop, got niggas shook up.
Yeah.
And greatness what I'm serving, baby, I've been on my cook up.
You know,
I'm flying over niggas' heads, you got no choice but look up. So many niggas changed up on me, got me feeling Ku Klux. I stayed doing me,
yeah.
And peeped a couple things. Your time don't talk at all,
yeah.
But it tell everything.
Nope.
Ain't moving around, taught me action, gotta see what happening. Lame niggas about a fraction, all y'all pussy niggas actors. Cut all y'all.
my set. They wrote by me, starring me. Who's better than that? They sit back and relax. Y'all niggas was previews. Your story seemed kinda cool until you read them reviews. I'm here for the people. I ain't got shit to hide. And take it all off the top. Let's call it circumcised. Either you ride or die. Cause I'm gonna keep it moving. One of the best to do it. Welcome to your featured movie. Nigga, halftime. But the best is yet to come witness my greatness. Ah, halftime.
Bring anybody with you, right?
You can't win them all.
Nah. You definitely can't win them all.
Uh-huh. Some things take time.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Even the best of us fall.
One nigga mad at me for how his life turned out. Another one front like he can't get his life turned out. Another pop in the high school but now a burnout. Flipped on everybody who love him, guess it's my turn now. Had a nigga miss my wedding when I invited him. Ever since, not a call, a text or a Skype from him. One brother I respect but depressed, his friend's dying. It's sad, but it's like life taking his life from him. Never met someone so conflicted but so loyal. If you hear this, you forever my nigga, got love for you. Speaking of conflicted, got two homies need to fix shit. Hope my brothers, I pray you see through your difference. The devil wins when unity lost, he brings division. Blinded by ambition, keep your eyes on your mission. My OG think I'm neglecting them. My heart's with Zion, so in my will I divided what's ever left
of them.
That's
word, OG. What?
I got my
guys
on the
right.
Don't you ever think I'm neglecting them, boy.
That's just
life. I tried, I swear I tried to bring these niggas along with me. Not like anybody supposed to come. Yeah. I wanted to build a legacy, something for family so they remember me. All of my people could live heavenly. Hurt my heart when I found out niggas just wasn't feeling me. So I guess I do it for self, moving selfishly. Use my pain and my tragedy and my strategy. Casually take the weapons away from these devils after me. God, when I look in the mirror, you say blasphemy. It's not my fault, your self-esteem lacking drastically. Cleaning my head for wearing red on the wrong block. Trying to be fly, got me blocked 50 in the scar. Out the hospital, chip on my shoulder from seeing mama cry. Jesus, like it's too late for him to win, I just wish they died. Now that I'm older, I know God was preparing me. The same devils made a U-turn, he should be scared of me. I know I could win, always had a flair to me. Lay the track, light, these problems are temporary.
Even
babe.
The best of us fall.
Everything's a season.
That's just life. That's just life.
Eventually we get over it, right?
That's just life.
Nothing lasts forever.
Negative people in your head, bro. You can't let them run space in your head. You know what I mean? If they're not good tenants, they're bringing nothing but negative energy. You know, you gotta kick them out. Can't let them run any space in your head, bro. Negativity's got... Stone top, baby. Old school with the top. All the breakers on the Milwaukee in the top. Riding with the sticker player.
Going dummy in this Louis. Fuck your Gucci and your Louis. Holy fucking with my homies. So no acting like you knew me. Mob ties, nigga. That's with two B's. That's gang shit, nigga, that's OG. Getting to the paper, cause it's all about the cream. Fuck a million man march, I got $1 million dreams. Quarter milli on the beam, half a milli for the team. 250 for the lean, 500 for the preem. Oakland Apes, nigga, gorillas on the turf. Town business, nigga, dope error on the shirt. Won a Grammy for my Grammy, got a Grammy for the Eddie. Hella cuts on my figures from ceiling all the baggies. Now it's all about credit stock tips. Found on Reddit, EFTs for my headache. NFT for the project, no friend for the gram. My whole team win it, bitch. Got a switch on the stick for the Hemi or the clip.
Stone top, baby, old school with the top. watching the Bronx. All the fellas on the Milwaukee in the top. Riding with the bigger play, I get on your block. Stone Top, baby, old school with the block. All the fellas on the drummer watching the Bronx. All the fellas on the Milwaukee in the top. Riding with the bigger play, I get on your block.
Call me that Bitcoin wallet on fool. I'm a fool. I even got a couple of sets, like I'm Snoop. See, I'm an addict for Matic and Polygon. Exhaling white smoke cloud in your ambiance. THC, CBD, NFT. Come to these 16s, know that I'm still a beast. Young O'Shea at the end of the dynasty. And see, I'm still the truth, this is you that didn't believe. Jeez, ask the homie what it hit for. Blood with crypto, I'm live in this bitch, ho. I ride with the click, so you know my style. I'ma keep it quiet till it's time for the get low. Me and dope ass like Cube and Mac 10. I probably only threw in two, got back 10. You know how I do my do, I'm that man. Give me five on the black hand side of my hand.
Stone Top, baby, old school with the block. All these fakers on the drummer watching the rock. All these fakers on the Milwaukee in the drop. Riding with the sticker play, I get on your block. Stone Top, baby, old school with the block. All these fakers on the drummer watching the rock. All these fakers on the Milwaukee in the drop. Riding with the sticker play, I get on your block. Stone Top, baby, old school with the block. All these fakers on the drummer watching the rock. All these fakers on the Milwaukee in the drop. Riding with the sticker play, I get.
It's gonna be a little different.
I deserve the trillest dime. My thoughts are worth 100 million. Said this shit a million times. I ain't chasing fame no more. I'm just in my lane, you know. Plant it, seed, let it grow. Now I'm about my vegetables. Thankful for this clarity. Intuition merited. My future ain't no surrogate. Them preach that merrily. Unless it's Jane. Now I'm calling Novocaine. See them hating all alone. It's cool on my Hall of Lane. I'm back in the city. Pimmin' shit so crispy, they don't know what hit them, dawg. These balls hit them like 50. This ain't even my tipsy flow. Give me a shot of Henny. Ready to lose it all. If they want it, then come and get it. They chill, they know I'm wicked. Skill like a game of cricket. If it ain't about the paper or the music, I don't kick it. My circle super small. They know who to call. But I be out the way. Strategizing about my plays. Gotta keep a tape of fame. Gonna catch the wave. I know you hate to see it. But I gotta get paid. And know it ain't no secret. You niggas in my way, Captain saying you the best, and you won't say it with your Tesla, homie, put it to the test. I'm the wolf that's out the west, competition on the sea, unless I'm staring at my demons, I'm the one you niggas see it. I had to believe it, used to wanna be king, but they always guillotine, understand this is my dream. I gotta make it, I've been patient, look in the mirror facing, my mind's racing. Shorty sent me pictures naked, but won't stay with, shit really drive me crazy, am I crazy? Damn, this happened a time or two. I really thought it was love, that's how fat boys move. And really needed a award, she played that shit cool. That's really part of the game, call it vanity's view. Now what up?
For rolling up big pressure, 6 foot four, get the most, nothing lesser. Riding in the Porsche, but the Rari zoom better. Got my wrist on agua, but my neck way wetter. In the function, doing dummy, hating niggas can't touch me. Run up on me, niggas jumping, no check, no discussion. 750, 700 feet loud, speaker bumping, whole gang turning up. Niggas just how we bumming. I'm turnt, won't burst, cause you know I'm lit. Whole room is smoky like a dragon in the bitch. I'm way too jiggy, shoot my shot, I won't miss. Taking shots to the head, what you mean taking shit? 6 feet deep.
yeah, I'm way too in it.
Walking all black in the back like a villain.
If I lay down, watch the room keep spinning, and the whole gang in here, and they bout to make a killing.
We get it how we living, cooking crack up in the kitchen, tossing hundreds with the bitches, pouring Henny with the lemon. The ladies looking lovely, got a dozen with the kids. Serena on the track, look at what a nigga did. We get it how we living, cooking crack up in the kitchen, tossing hundreds with the bitches, pouring Henny with the lemon. The ladies looking lovely, got a dozen with the kids. Serena on the track, look at what a nigga did.
I need that sky rock up with that ocean spray. It's like feel good music, Layla hops away. Yeah, nothing but money on my resume. I'm like Riri and Beyonce without the fame. We gon' turn up our bottles.
Watch them two models
and fill up our cup.
We gon' turn up our bottles.
Watch them two models
and fill up our cup.
I step in the club and I'm clean and turned up. Don't need no haters, they're showing me love. I see all the haters posting them shot up. Don't need no combos, I drink in my cup. Falling all over the queen of the lust. I'm looking like money, I'm star level high. Drinks ain't nothing, my swag is enough.
We get it how we living, cooking crack up in the kitchen, talking hundreds with the bitches, pouring Henny with the lemon. The ladies looking lovely, got a dozen with the kids. Serena on the track, look at what a nigga did. We get it how we living, cooking crack up in the kitchen, talking hundreds with the bitches, pouring Henny with the lemon. The ladies looking lovely, got a dozen with the kids. Serena on the track, look at what a nigga did.
Another trip around the sun. Gotta thank the Most High.
This is a Question production.
He didn't have to do it, but I'm thankful. Feel me? Yo, I'ma go on one time. Look, it's only one of the greatest, don't be mistaken. I've been waiting somewhat patient. They might hate this, but they'll play it. I've been jaded from they say it. Every ball can make a mayor. Wave the pen like a lightsaber. Middle finger salutation. Fresh charisma on my baby. Drip through hard like I'm the baby. But not the way you niggas playing. I've been the man like Timberland. I made the beat. You see the plan, record myself. You understand, got no excuse. I must expand, it's all I know. I worked the plan, it's marathon. And so I ran, nigga. And sometimes can't stand, nigga. But I made it way. Cause they be in my way. I said it's all on me. I gotta live my dream and see it through. I'm manifesting this. This time I'll show you how to move. And with that said, I put in work. Already pay my dues. Back on my shit, I never left. I study how you move. It's terrible too. So who gon' stop me though? Catch me overseas with a foreign though. Shorty cold, I see it in the eyes. Yeah, she one of those. A super soap. My favorite line I wrote. Baby girl know I'm dope. They call me go. And you don't see it. Get a line of this blow. I put me on. I always tell myself, believing in myself, was sleeping on myself. I see it now, I'm killing shit myself and so deaf. I should have signed a JD, been grinding all my life. Word to hustle, they can't play me. Fresh charisma on my chest, I am self-made, you gotta pay me. Risk it all until I ball. You get a glimpse, I am Scorsese. Ain't no way you niggas hate me. I pay the way you niggas take it. Do it big, ain't no more waiting. So put me in, I have a waking. Put me in, I have a waking. Nigga. Yeah. It's only, it's personal. Yeah.
When it's time to slide, you know exactly what we do. Extra bullets in the clip, clear the block, we coming through. Niggas think they getting wild, turn this bitch into a zoo. Got some apes and some gorillas, monkey niggas bust a move. See my exes come around, this new bitch coming too. Asking wifey if she down, she said watch it nigga move. Watch us nigga groove, watch us nigga ooh. They sucking down the dick like it's 1942. Like it's 1942. Call this Casamigo flow. Leave them tipsy off my juice. 180 proof. Black Mercedes coupe. If a picture worth a thousand words, nigga, I'm the proof. Niggas talking crazy. Chuck 'em out. line. Every block is empty, never see them outside. Best believe we gon' ride, best believe we gon' ride. Shadow E, we gon' ride.
Slidin' with my guys, no love for the fakers. You ain't got no money, babe, or you better take some. You a puppy, you a shark, see my A-1s. I ain't got you niggas, you be dumb, man, that's A-1s. Slidin' with my guys, no love for the fakers. You ain't got no money, babe, or you better take some. You a puppy, you a shark, see my A-1s. I ain't got you niggas, you be dumb, man, that A-1s.
I hate stupid questions, oh, me getting paper, yeah, ho. Grinding through the city, shorty, what you think we here for? Got some real ones, do my time, hold your head, bro. One day in it, one day out, the flying in the lair, ho. Dance, dance, like my diamonds in my chain. It's sunny with no clouds, watch how we can make it rain. Trying to wash away my sins again, I'm dealing with some things. Ever since they took my brother, life ain't never been the same. So we grind to get the change. Now that we done got the change, man, shit is still the same.
When it's time to slide,
you know exactly what we do. Extra bullets in the clip, clear the block, we coming through. Niggas think they getting wild, turn this bitch into a zoo. Got some apes and some gorillas, monkey nigga bust a move. Niggas think they getting wild, turn this bitch into a zoo. Got some apes and some gorillas, monkey nigga bust a move.
Sliding with my guys, no love for the fakers. You ain't got no money, babe, or you better take some. You a puppy, you a shark, see my A-1s. I ain't got you niggas, you be dumb, man, that's A-1s. Sliding with my guys, no love for the fakers. You ain't got no money, babe, or you better take some. You a puppy, you a shark, see my A-1s. I ain't got you niggas, you be dumb, man, that A-1s.
Yo, what it do is your boy Dope Ass Music, no S's, no C's, Mr. Google Bowl Team, no filter, West Coast Bay Area stand up. You're now tuning into another episode, another rendition right here on Grindheart Radio. Smoothie Dude dipped out, but I still got my man, my bro, Question in the building. What's happening, Quest?
Man, I'm in the motherfucking building doing what I need to do. In here with my brother Dope Ass Music, no S's, no C's. Getting right to it, man. Always. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. You know, so I'm over here while we're playing the music. I'm scrolling through my social media. I'm posting and I'm doing what I'm doing. Right. I see two things. First thing I see is nigga says I'm looking for up tempo R&B beat. Niggas hit my DM. First of all, if you're an artist and you don't know who to go to, or you ain't got nobody to go to, you're already losing.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? You should already have all that in mind. And number two, you know, it's sort of like when thirsty women post half-naked pictures, you're going to get thirsty producers. That's what you're going to get. You're going to get thirsty producers.
Fact.
I like. Yeah. Also, the second thing I seen was I want to go down my timeline just for one day and not see women trying to garner attention by shaking their ass or being half naked. Just one day, I would just love to go down my timeline and just see nothing sexual just for one day. Just one day.
That'll be a blessing.
Now it's like if I want, you know, it'd be different if like in the craziest things, women always saying they want a good dude. Women are always saying, why is these niggas thirsty and in my DMs? Women are always saying, but you're throwing, if you throw out worms for bait in the lake, you're not trying to catch fish. Do you think you get to pick if you get a good fish or a bad fish? Do you think if you throw out a worm, you're going to get whatever fish is going to bite the worm?
Right.
If you're trying to catch a marlin, what the fuck do you have to do, Quest, to catch a marlin? Number one, you got to have the proper boat. Number two, you have to have the precise rod and reel. You have to know how to catch it. You have to be in the ocean, not in the fucking lake. Like, ladies, here's what I'm trying to say. If you're trying to catch a specific type of man, you have to go into the environment and throw out the bait that's going to lure the type of man you want.
Yeah, that's crazy. I think, matter of fact, let's do a temperature timeline check right now. Going to my Twitter. Refreshing my shit, right? Boom. I'm at the top. Man, this is one right now. Man, I know you fucking lying. All right, don't know what that's about. Let me see. Somebody said I need a MacBook. Let me see. Okay, ass picture. Boom. She said, like it good, ass picture. Then she said, let me bite it. I don't know what that means. Another one just said, tequila is one hell of a drug. Ass picture. I only fuck with real ass bitches. Don't know what that is. Okay, thirst trap. Boom. Back shots. Boom. It's another one. missionary. Okay. It's kind of mild right now. It ain't just crazy. It ain't crazy. Give it about 2 more hours. Oh, yes, sir. Oh, ass shots right now. Okay, I'm gonna be like this also. I'm gonna fuck. Okay, yep, fuck homebody. Cool story, bro. Yes, it's mild right now, but it's a little. It's mild and it's like I don't want to call it spicy. What's after spicy? Hot
after spicy.
It's
a little caliente, you know. It's a little caliente out there.
Okay, so it's spicy. It ain't a little caliente. Caliente is like the green sauce versus the red sauce. It's like the red sauce right now. The green sauce is that hot shit. You feel me? Only true Californians know about that. That green sauce, my boy.
Yeah, that green sauce, my guy. Shout out to the green sauce, man. I'm just tired, man. I literally, it's like everybody wants to be infamous. Like, you know, so like one of the, like this crazy, right? This chick was like, you don't have a lot of pictures. I'm like, I know. I said, I'm just, number one, I just don't take pictures like that. I haven't. She was like, right, well, you're a good-looking dude. She's like, you're a good-looking dude. I'm like, well, I know I'm a good-looking dude, but I still don't post a bunch of pictures. I said, most times when you see me, I mean, if I do post a video or a picture, it's because I'm out of town or because I'm with my daughter. Like, those are probably the two times you'll see me post myself. I said, now, the question is different, right? Question is the heavy D of the indie music scene. Heavy D.
Yeah,
he's a mixture of Heavy D and Notorious B.I.G. And maybe sprinkle a little bit of Fat Joe in there. Minus the Yeezy boots. I mean, I know he was dripped out in like $30,000 worth of attire, but I just saying, I would have to be like, I'd have to hit the unframe button. Like, just look at here. Oh, shoot, hold on. the homie at Ruthie Vibe can spit some rhymes. You should definitely get her on a track. Who is that, Quest?
I don't know, but
Carlos Manuel. I don't know.
Manuel, he's a drug dealer.
Yeah, I don't know who you are, Carlos Manuel. But it makes me nervous when you only have 300 followers. It makes me a little nervous.
I don't know what that means, but okay.
Well,
what a nigga Chris said, bro. You straight?
Man, you know, I don't know. Like last time we was on, Crush was happy. He went on a date. The girl made him, you know, happy and everything.
Oh, really?
So
I did not know this was last week. Oh, we had a
You was asleep last week. You was asleep.
I definitely was asleep. I was sleeping a bitch.
All right. So okay. So Ruthie, shout out to Ruthie. Let's see what her account's private. And she only has 5 posts. That makes me nervous, too.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know how I came across Ruthie, but she cool people. I mean, I didn't know she did music, though. That's something I didn't know.
Yeah. She's popping on Twitter now. She's popping on Twitter. But that IG, when the IG's private, what the fuck is going on? Yeah, that's what I want to know, Ruthie. What the fuck is going on? Ruthie said, what the fuck's going on? Shout out to my kid. My kid went to North Carolina. The kid went to North Carolina.
Hey, speaking of that, did that nigga get married, bro?
He
was kind of dressed something like this nigga. I know this nigga ain't got married, bro, and then told me, bro.
Nah. So the picture I posted, he was at his auntie's wedding, and the picture that he was with his mom. That's his mom in the picture. You know what I mean? Shout out to my ex-wife. You know what I'm saying? Being a baddie. She a baddie.
That was your ex?
Yeah, that's my ex-wife.
That he was in the picture with?
Yeah.
I had to go back and look.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, we look, you know what I'm saying? She looks good to be in her 40s. She looks good to be in her 40s.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm like, this nigga got married, bro, because I know you said he was with a shorty that was older than he was.
Yeah.
So I was like, yo, that nigga got married, bro, didn't say shit.
Man, you already know. I would have been saying something. I would have been like,
yeah, but you know how Dorino be moving too. Like, Dorino be up and just doing shit.
But it's like major stuff like that. We always talk. You know, he always gets the head. To, you know, he's like, hey, Pop, let me run this by you. So when he asked me about the moving to North Carolina, you know, I was like, all right, where you gonna stay at? Is your name on the lease? You know what I mean? So yesterday he was grocery shopping. And shout out to him because he's a chip off the old block. He was going down each aisle, picking out one item that he liked. And that's how I grocery shop.
Right.
I go down one each aisle, pick out one item I like. And then when I get to like the meat section, you know, like of the grocery store, that's when I pick out multiple items. Or if I get to the frozen food section, you know, so I'll pick out multiples, you know, of the TV dinners and shit. But yeah, nah, they good. You know, they got TVs, they got beds, they got everything. I'm like really happy. You know what I'm saying? Then my youngest son will be out here on the 1st. Shout out to my youngest coming out to Cali on the 1st. And then, of course, you know, my daughter's birthday is on the 7th. Shout out to that. And then I'm going to San Diego on the 9th. Hey, going to San Diego.
That's
going to
be a little good little trip, little staycation.
But yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah, man. You know what I mean? San Diego always treats me nice. You know, I go down there, I eat, I do music, hang out with friends. You know what I mean? I'm going to Little Rock. Going to Little Rock on the is the 15th of July or is it the 17th?
I think it's the 7th. I think it's the 16th. I'll let you know in a second because I just emailed about all the shit, so we gonna figure it out.
Yeah.
You actually might have to get here 2 days early so we can run one rehearsal.
I'm just going there to support. I'm just going there, you know, to support.
No, you got to rap. We gonna rap a song. He's still on the time. After he just dropped 5 albums.
I'm retired. Man. Bro.
I'm trying to figure out about Ruby. I don't think she's doing it real way.
Yeah. I don't know. Can Ruthie not read? Like, does she not know why we're even talking to her?
No, she does. I mean, but she's trying to figure out why he went to the extremity he went to. That's all. Because, like, that shit was out of the blue. She's like, yo, get on the track. Maybe he was going through my shit. I don't know.
So he probably seen one of the tracks that I did I post your shit on.
I'm over here working on a video right now or a video edit right now. See, but I'm having a who all are me and you.
Yeah, it's just us right now. It's just us right now.
Look, I don't really care. Check this out. So, I got some clips of, you know, I pride myself in not, like, lying in my raps. You know what I'm saying? So, I got this part, obviously, on his question. I mean, on his only. I was like, who's going to stop me, though? Catch me overseas with a foreign, though. Shorty code. I see it in the eyes. Is she one of those? Super soak on every line I wrote, baby girl. No, I'm dope. They call me, go, you want to see, yeah, put a line on this blow. Anyway, too many bars for niggas to decipher. However, I got some clips, some video clips of, you know, me with some foreign women, right? Like, I'm in the video with them. However, my question is, if I put this in the video, are women gonna think something?
I mean, other than what they already think about you, that you know, saying you be getting hoes.
Yeah, like not that it's a bad thought, but it's like this shit come with what I do. Like it come with the territory. Like it
I mean, quick question, if you put bad chicks in, so here's the difference between you and, say, other, you know, the mainstream rappers. Mainstream rappers could put bad chicks in their video, and we know that the reason why the bad chicks are in the video is because they're rich. You put bad chicks in your video, we know it must be because you got game or you got connections. It's completely different. It's completely different.
Yeah, I'm going to leave it in there. I'm going to send it to you before I drop it, though. So you can see it. But
you gonna do a record with Tyga and T-Pain? I can see T-Pain, but why Tyga though?
Hey, Tyga is undefeated on singles, bro. Every single he dropped slap. Might not be the albums, but that nigga singles go crazy, bro. Name a single that he done dropped in the last 3 years that was trash.
The one with him and Chris Brown.
Which one? In 3 years? What song was that?
No, hold on. I don't know.
The last single.
Loco was YG. Yeah. I mean, and the one what he did with Megan Thee Stallion, where he stole Too Short's beat, but it was cool.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that. I'm just not a fan of, like,
yeah,
I'm just not a fan
miss,
of
bro.
I'm just not a fan of Tiger. I'm just not a fan. Push out to Tiger. Push out to Tiger.
I would love to definitely do a record with T-Pain.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out to, especially, man, look, whenever that song come on with him and Omarion, you know what I'm saying? Bro, that is my jam. I be in the house dancing all by myself. I like my music loud. But with that being said, Quest, go ahead and give me a shout out. Because I'm at, is that what?
Okay. I'm going to say, is that a newer song?
Yeah. Oh, you haven't heard it?
Nah, I got to go. I'm going to check it out in a second.
Man, see, you're killing me right now. The one with, so it's him and, the two that are my favorites are the one with him and T-Pain and the one with him and Dreezy. Right. Oh, can you hear me? Yeah, can you hear me?
Okay. That's what I'm going to check that out in a second.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah, I'm just saying that right there, that's that fire right there. Hold on. Let me just go ahead. Boop, boop. But yeah.
Ben, check it out. This your boy Question, man. I appreciate everybody tuning in tonight. I know it's kind of short, but, you know, we just kind of get back into the groove of shit. Follow me on all social medias. It's Question. It's question.com, ITSKWESTION, / Fresh Charisma. I did upload some Hoochie Man shorts, is what y'all ladies call it.
We do
got the I'm gonna call them dick print shorts and the Fresh Charisma. So ladies, if you want your man to, yeah, if you want your man to be out here doing what he does, but not doing what he does for other bitches, but still doing what he does for other bitches, then go ahead and log in and buy you some. Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. Yes, Lord. It's only.
You're quick. Why are you going? How are you going to exploit your brothers like that?
Hey, man, listen. Ladies love to see it, and they gonna buy it. So let's make it happen.
I'm just, so you know what? I'm trying to hold on to my dignity out here, and you selling this out for the Hoochie Daddy shorts, man.
I feel you.
I'm just saying.
I feel you. Think about it, sweet. Ah.
And whatever's going on with damn Spotify, I'm trying to upload my doggone my header image, and it won't let me. Fuck that. But anyway, hey, it's your boy Dope Ass Music, no S's, no C's. I'm out of here, man. I'm hungry as shit. I got to go get me some fried chicken. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got no kids. I'm out here wilding right now. It's about to go down. Shout out to everybody tuning online. Shout out to everybody tuning in on the switchboard. I'm gone. West Side.
Yes, sir.